This story contains discussions about over-incarceration. Please listen with care.
Having debuted at Sydney Festival in 2024, Saplings is returning this month to kick off a national tour. It's a show that delves into the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of young people experiencing the youth justice system, from Marrickville to Moree. I caught up with Uwallawai playwright Hannah Valansky to find out how she came to write this show.
I was approached by ATYP, Australian Theatre for Young People, to write this play that explored the lived experiences of young people in the justice system in Australia. And so I spent about a year talking to young people, going to youth centres, into detention centres, and I spent a bit of time out in Moree as well, talking to young people as well as the people that work with them and just getting to hear their stories. And the play is fictionalised but really based upon what I heard, and like a big part of it was making sure that it captured the authentic voice of the young people that I spoke to.
When you take on a project like this, what were you conscious of, or what were you thinking about?
It's unlike anything that I've written before. So there was like a layer of me professionally that was like wanting to make sure that I could do it. And then the other layer was me actually wanting to do justice to it and make sure that I could capture what I heard and like what I learnt and from the young people that I spoke to, and that the work was really truthful and, yeah, just honoured those stories that were shared with me. So the process began by really just talking to young people. I started by doing workshops that were facilitated by George Kemp, who works at ATYP. He would facilitate discussions with the young people so that I could really listen to them, and didn't take notes or anything. It became very clear that a lot of the things we'd planned, like games and different stuff, was not really going to fly. We had to really just be responsive and in the moment with the young people and sort of let them lead the conversation as well. And we just had some provocations about like questions about justice and just like finding out about what their perspective was on everything. And but really it was like playing games, eating pizza and hanging out with them. And I was just being a sponge and just listening to everything. And that went on for like a few months. Went back to the same place a few times just to build that relationship with the young people. Then I went away and started writing. And the idea was for it to be a collection of stories. So there's 10 vignettes in the play, and they all capture like a different aspect of the justice system. And that was kind of it. But I went into it really just trying to let it be informed by what was said to me, less than going in with a planned idea. And yeah, Saplings is kind of just what emerged from that.
Were there moments that kind of challenged your expectations of what the process would be?
I think it was very much just the idea that the plan that we couldn't really go in, and you can't plan what someone's going to tell you.
Mm.
And that would be defeat the purpose of the work as well. That would just be me forcing my opinion onto it, whereas that's not what the work is about. It's about the young people's voices coming through in the work. And it is fictionalized to protect the young people that I spoke to, but it's, yeah, very much grounded in what they told me. And the people that I met, which are just amazing. Like, I feel like with this play, it sounds like it's going to be really heavy, or, you know, because you say young people in jail and there's certain images that come to your mind, which are, you know, it is, I'm not going to lie, like obviously it was really hard going into some of those places and seeing young people in jail. Like that's hard to see that, to be honest. But at the same time, there's just so much light and humour and play, and that was sort of surprised me, to be honest. And that was what I really wanted reflected in the work. So it's a lot more, yeah, it's a lot more playful and funny than you would think.
Given that this is a show that's been born out of workshops with young people, and it is being staged by the Australian Theatre for Young People, I guess I'm curious about the way that you've approached tone and making a show that is for a younger audience.
I don't know. I feel like it's just making, just writing real people and just, it's like, it's young people just wanting to be kids that have the same wants and needs as any of us. And I just found it approaching it that way. And the play is about like humanizing the young people behind the headlines. You know what I mean? So it's not about, like, for me, that's just the young people who want to hang out with their friends and they're just like anyone else. And I feel like that to me was the way to balance the tone for making it truthful in terms of it being fun and alive and not just, oh, I don't know. I don't even know what
like
I'm...
Like something that, not something that's like didactic. And
yeah,
like
yeah,
trying
not
to...
being didactic and not trying to tell anyone anything. It's just, yeah, that's definitely, I really didn't want it to be didactic. It's funny because actually a lot of the time, like they don't even want to talk about it. They want to talk about like what game they're playing on PS5 or, you know, what movies they're watching or... That's actually really what they want to talk about. It's like, and I was like, actually, you know what? That's also the play. That's fair. Like that, that's young people being young people. Mm. It's like navigating very complex situations, and it's within a system that is actually, I found difficult to understand as an adult, and so it's very complicated situations and not one non-person has the same experience going through it. And I think it's just sort of peeling back the judgment of what people tend to make and yeah, just kind of seeing, yeah, humanizing the young people behind the headlines. And I think that feels like a big part of what the play is about and trying to do.
What have been the reactions of audiences that have had an opportunity to see it?
So positive. I felt good about what we were making. So it premiered in Sydney Festival in 2024. And I felt good about it while we were doing it. But I think it's that thing with theatre is you don't really know, like the final part of the process is the audience. So I was really, really blown away actually by the positive response in 2024 of the production and reminded me of how funny it was. Like, I think it was putting it in front of people. Everyone like fell in love with these characters. And that was kind of made me realize that it was funny. It's really hard not to love them when you watch it. It's really hard not to. That's how it feels. So yeah, it's incredibly positive feedback that we've gotten. And so I'm really excited for it to be touring. And so I think that's the thing with plays is people hear about it after it's happened. So I'm really excited for more people to get to see the play this time because it's on at the Opera House. It's going to Melbourne, Arts Centre Melbourne, QPAC, Darwin, Tasmania and a few regional venues as well, which is very exciting.
It's quite a feat to get a national tour these days.
For the Australian Theatre of Young People, I think to be going to such massive venues around the country is pretty amazing. So I'm very excited because I remember when I was talking to some of the young people like back in 2023 when I was writing the play and I'd be like, I'm writing this play, like, you know, just sort of giving the context to what we were talking to them about. And they'd be like, oh, so it's going on Netflix. And I'd be like, no, it's just a play. I'm sorry. But at least I'm like, okay, well, this is pretty cool now. At least it's going to the Opera House. It's not Netflix, but...
Plays are quite kind of ephemeral and like once they've happened.
Yeah, exactly. So for it to not only get another season in Sydney at the Opera House, but then to go around the country, I'm really excited that the work will have the opportunity to speak to more people and more people will get to hear the stories in the play.
Mm. Can we talk a little about your own playwriting experience outside of Saplings?
So my first play, like my main stage debut, was at Queensland Theatre Company for my play Don't Ask What the Bird Looked Like. That was a play about a young First Nations woman reconnecting with her estranged father. That was on in 2023 at Queensland Theatre. And I'm working across theatre and also TV. Was the Balnais Fellow at Belvoir in 2025. So I'm writing a play for them.
How has your experience of Saplings kind of influenced or informed your approach to writing?
It's influenced me a lot, actually. I really found that I unlocked something. I think the task of writing Saplings and the challenge of writing based on real experiences and the process of the consultation and talking to people and building stories out of that sort of like took me outside of myself and asked me to just find my voice in that. And I don't know how it happened, but I just found like the process of like writing it really like freed me up or something. Like I felt like, and I guess this is what's so amazing about working with Australian Theatre for Young People is just being given like the platform and the support to find my voice and write the way that I want to write. So whilst there was a brief to Saplings and obviously the advocacy part of it, but it's still also an opportunity for an early career writer to find their voice and work on their craft and be supported in that process. So it's very special for work for me for that reason as well.
Because I actually spoke to you about Don't Ask What the Bird Looked Like.
Did you?
Yes. But like from memory, that was like quite a personal show, yeah, that was drawing very much on, yes, your experiences.
Yes. So that is a very different work because that went on in late 2023 and then Saplings was on in January 2024. So they were quite close together, but they were very different works to be working on at that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, Don't Ask What the Bird Looked Like is your very personal work. Not autobiographical or anything, but still drawing upon a lot of my experience and some of my family stories as well. So, yeah, very different process, but both significant for different reasons for me.
Yeah, because the thing that I remember the most about our conversation is that you had organized like a little like trip out to country.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's right. The creative team did a trip to Gadigal, which is where my mob are from. And we all went in my mum's bus. And it was like 2 days before rehearsal started. And it was like a 9-hour drive. And we were back by the Monday, like, yeah, 2 nights away, back by Monday to start rehearsals. And it was very special bringing everyone there.
In having these experiences where you've almost put yourself into like the places where the stories are from, like whether it's going to country to reconnect before the show opens, whether it's going into actual like juvenile justice centres and being amongst the young people, that experiential kind of element of your writing, I wonder if you could...
That's so true. Yeah, I think it's the... being able to put yourself in the place like where the story is from really does a lot for my imagination at least, and just grounding the work in a place and feeling connected to that story myself as well when I'm writing it. So that's very important. And also for me, it's like, it's the voices of the characters as well. And it's that world that they're in and listening to people and making the characters feel alive.
That was playwright Hannah Bielanski. Her play Saplings kicks off its national tour at the Sydney Opera House on May 13, before heading to Ipswich, Brisbane, Geelong, Melbourne, Darwin, Hobart, Bathurst, Queanbeyan, Penrith, Barnsdale, and Warrnambool. For more information, including all the tour dates and venues, head to atyp.com.au.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.